You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. Symbiotica.com.
On this edition of Magic Pod Squad, Dante Marcatelli, George Galante, Jake Chapman catch up with Magic guard Markel Fultz. And of course, Magic fans, the Florida Department of Transportation reminds you that fans don't let fans drive drunk. If you've been drinking, don't get behind the wheel. Instead, find a sober driver or catch a ride service. Remember, drive sober or get pulled over. Have a great night and drive safe. Lots to go over with Markel Fultz, including his outlook on this Magic season that he is incredibly excited about. He contends this is the most talented, the deepest group of players that he's ever been a part of. So he's excited about the start of this season, one that he thinks can get past the first round. So he's excited about that. And what else has Markel Fultz been working on here this summer? He's got a new look, the reason why he cut his hair, and why does he have a quiet confidence about himself and his team this year? So much good stuff with Markel Fultz on this edition of Magic Pod Squad.
This is Franz Wagner of the Orlando Magic.
This is Cole Anthony.
This is Jalen Suggs.
This is Paolo Banchero of the Orlando Magic, and you're listening to the Pod Squad.
And welcome, everyone, to another installment of Magic Pod Squad. Dante Marcatelli, George Galante, Jake Chapman, who does a great job on the Magic Audio Network, kind enough to join us now, is our guest, Markel Fultz. And Markel, I couldn't believe this when I looked at it. And of course, I know this. Year seven? You got to be kidding me. 25 years old and year seven? That can't be right, can it?
I know. It's crazy. It seemed like it flew by. And it's kind of weird when everyone's walking around calling you a vet and you're still 25 years old, you know? But I'll take it. I'll take it for sure. I've had my years. I've done my due diligence of, you know, going through my ups and downs, so I'll take it.
What's worse, is it doing preseason games, or is it when your PR guy says you got to do a podcast with him? What is more difficult?
I'll say preseason games. This is the easy part.
That's why Markel.
For a vet though, going into year seven, those preseason games, you know, can you believe we used to do eight of these? How great is it now that it's four? And then preseason can be a grind, can't it?
See, look, I was actually excited for this preseason, because as you know, I've had my amount of injury, so I've never really been able to do a full preseason. So this was kind of like my first full preseason. So I kind of have my nerves going, just excited just to be able to play and get a rhythm with these guys and our new guys. So the one thing I will say, being in year seven, it went past pretty fast. I don't know if it was because other times I was rehabbing, this time I was actually playing, but I feel like it flew by, you know, and I can't believe that we did play. Eight is a lot. Eight games is a lot.
Eight's a lot. You're exactly right. That fourth game happened four times when we played eight. Listen, Mark, I want to ask you this, and then I open it up to these guys too. But as far as this, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, this media day, training camp, there was a different. You already know I'm wrong. There was a different, quiet, sneaky confidence about Markel Fultz, and I don't know what it is. Am I wrong, Markel? You seem to be in a really good place. Not that you weren't before, but you seem very. You almost seem like Everybody's about to find out something that I know going into this season. What is that? Am I right? Tell me what that is.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that just, again, being able to have a full, healthy offseason, you know, it just builds my confidence even more. And just, like I said, being available, you know, I think that's one of the biggest things for me, is just being available. I think everything else will take care of itself. But I'm just super excited for what we have to come this year. I think the group of guys that we have with the coaching staff and everybody else in the building, I think that, you know, we're going to wake a lot of people up. I'm not going to say shocked, but we're going to wake a lot of people up. I think a lot of people are still sleeping on the Magic. And I think that everybody's really, really, really ready to put our name out there and make it last and make it stay.
Markel, not only is this your seventh year in the league, it's now going to be your fifth year in Orlando, which also blows my mind. Is it part of it, your confidence going in that you're just comfortable? I mean, this is a long time for somebody to be in one place.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, I call this place my home. You know, I love it here. The weather is amazing. The people are even better. And it's funny you say that. You know, I was going through, you know, getting ready for practice, and I'm kind of like, you know, you're kind of thinking like, all right, what's going to happen in practice? And you're kind of not seeing the same thing, even though I had different coaches. But, like, I'm like, all right, I've been here, like you said, for 5 years. It ain't nothing too much new that I'm going to see that's going to throw me off. So, like, it's almost just getting in that routine of what I need to get done and what I need to happen, but it kind of comes easy. You know, I know my routes. I know exactly what time I need to leave the house to get to the arena earlier or get there whatever time I need to get there. And I know when rush hour is going to be. So it's almost like it makes me a lot more comfortable. It makes me feel a lot better, you know, waking up every morning knowing what's going on around me and my surroundings, and also knowing the city and just the love that I have for the city. So it's very dope.
Markel, at 25, how old do Jet and Anthony make you feel? And will you share an instance at any point? I mean, we get older and they stay the same age, man. 19 years old is young once you get to your point.
Man, it's just crazy. I think even with last year with Paolo coming in and being here in 2000, you know, was born. I'm just, even though I was 1998 and I'm still young, I'm just like, 2000 here, somebody born, you know, 2000 above. It's like, it's crazy. And it really hits me that, you know, now I see what my parents are talking about, joy while you can, you know.
Yeah.
It flies, man. It flies by. And like I said, having kids as well, you know, seeing them grow up and as fast as they are, it really just gives me a different appreciation for where I'm at. And also knowing that I was just in their shoes and knowing what they're going through, I think it gives me a different perspective on, you know, what it's like coming in rather than, you know, when I was first coming in and having the thoughts that I had and having the feelings that I had coming into practice, you know, being nervous and just having your first NBA practice and having your first NBA game, having your first NBA preseason, you know, it's a lot of pressure, but I just try to make those guys comfortable. And also being young, you know, I can really relate, you know, not that I'm too far ahead, but it really puts me in perspective of just, you know, life and how it works and just, you know, cherish every moment.
Think about when you came into the league and some of the guys that took you under their wing. I mean, do you kind of offer that first? Do you wait for guys to come up and ask you questions, or, you know, all the things that you've seen, do you kind of get to these young guys first and offer them encouragement and kind of show them the ropes, or how do you play that out as a vet?
And do you make them call you Mr. Fultz?
I don't make them call me Mr. Fultz. I don't think I'll do that just yet. Not just yet, but, you know, I really just try to be there for them. I don't really, you know, put pressure on. I want them to feel comfortable to come ask me any questions. But if there's anything I can feel like I can help them, whether it's off the court, whether it's on the court, you know, I always want to be there for them as a brother. You know, I feel like this game is bigger than basketball, and I think a lot of people miss that and they forget about that. And I just want them to know that as well. Like, this game is going to be more than just on the court. You know, I want to be able to feel like they can come over to my house to kick it, you know, feel like my mom, you know, my mom stays here. Y'all see my mom a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Right. My mom is like their mom. If they ever need a home-cooked meal, they need anything, you know, our family's really, you know, arms open and being there for them, because at the end of the day, I know what it's like to be somewhere in the city, maybe alone or just with whoever you have living with you. And I want them to know that, you know, they have someone who actually cares about them. You know, I care about more than just basketball. And as the game goes along, you know, I'm always going to try to help. Like, you know, I try to make plays for others. I try to do whatever we need to do to win. And in order to do that, we're going to need everybody from the first guy to the last guy. So I just try to be there in any way, both mentally, you know, both on the court and off. So
that's great.
So do you feel, how do I phrase this one? Maybe I'll just go to the next question. The decision this year when you came back from the summer, and then we see a new haircut.
Yeah.
Markel, and I said to Dante right away, I go, that's a business cut right
that's
there.
That's a business cut too. That's I thought that too.
Business right now. Was there anything to go into the haircut, or are you just going to tell me just was time for a change? I got tired of
no, it was
and everything else.
No, it was a lot. Actually, it's funny you say that. I mean, it was a combination. One, I was tired of sitting in hair salons for three, four hours, you know, trying to get my hair done.
Is that how long it take?
Yeah, normally took like 3 hours. If I go to a hair salon, it took like 3 hours, 4 hours. I don't know how women do it. You know, I command them on that, but, you know.
I don't know how you did it. If I had to tell my wife I was piecing out for 3 hours, there'd be no
change. Exactly. See, sometimes it was good because you get away from the kids a little bit. So sometimes I use
that's
it
to
my advantage, but at the same time, with our schedule, you know, with practice and everything, I didn't really have time to go sit and get my hair done for 3 hours. So that was a small part, but like you said, I just wanted to come with a new hairdo. I felt like it was time for a change. I felt like it was more business, you know, like, and I felt like no one's seen me with my hair like this. I haven't had my hair cut like this in probably eighth grade. So I just felt like, you know, it was just showing maturity, a different look, a different mindset coming into the season. I feel like it's a year of a narrative change for me. That's something I've been saying with my family around the house. It's just time for a narrative change, and it's time for me to set the tone and really, you know, come like you guys said. You see me walking a little bit different. You see a confidence that I have.
Yeah.
That I not only believe in myself, but my teammates and the surrounding people around us. So it was a combination of both, but I still have my hair. You know, I might pull a Jimmy Butler, put it back in, you know, mid-season and pull a little trick. But no, I think it was just really just me locking in and showing how serious I am about the season.
Wait, you
going to slide back into a high top fade a little bit?
Yeah, I got it. I got all my dreads in the bag just in case. You know, people put other people's hair, and why can't I put my own hair back?
Of course. There was a lot. You put a lot into that.
Exactly.
A lot of time and energy into that. As I know, I asked you at Media Day if you still, because I had a man bun for years, and when I took it off, I woke up in the morning and I would always go back. Is it still?
It's definitely. I have good and bad days. You know, some days I'm just so glad I don't have it. You know, I sleep a lot better. I don't have to worry. It's very low maintenance. I just got to get a haircut, you know, every other week, And I definitely have some moments where, you know, I see old videos and old pictures, or I see somebody else, and sometimes I'm like, dang, I missed my hair. And then this other time, I'm like, I'm glad I don't have to go through that, you know. So it goes both ways, but I'm very happy with where I'm at and how I feel.
See, I'm the opposite. Everybody told me, it's a good thing you got rid of that. It was,
yeah.
It was unanimous that it was a good move. Hey, real quick, how happy were you for Cole with the news yesterday, the extension? He's going to be here. He got his payday. All good things.
Man, I'm super excited. You know, and I was kind of talking to Cole before he signed and just telling him, like, man, it's very rare to come past that as a small guard and just, you know, anybody, you know, just to be able to extend your career. You know, most guys, 3 years, 4 years, you know, and that's really it. So I want everyone to win. I want everyone to succeed. I want everyone to get paid. But to know that Cole has a home here and, you know, whatever happens after is, you know, I just wish many more blessings. But I know I'm super excited for him. I'm happy that he gets a chance to continue to grow and continue to help us grow and continue to do his thing, you know, and for him to be rewarded after, you know, all the things he's done over the few years, you know. I wish that for everyone, and I'm super excited.
Well, and Markel, you're part of it too. Yours is a little different. So the team can negotiate with you the entire season. So is that something? What's your thoughts on that?
That was funny. You know, I had a lot of people asking, like, yo, what happened with you? I'm like, look, I'm a vet now, so I get a little bit more time than, you know, other people. So I'm just really excited. You know, I love Orlando. You know, I'm just going to continue to take care of my business. You know, I know my agent's doing a great job of negotiating and doing things. And I know that part is going to take care of itself. You know, I'm just happy to be on the floor. I'm just happy to be playing healthy, be healthy. And I know I'm a winning player. I know I can help my team win in many ways. I know that everything else will take care of itself. So as we go into the season, all I'm worried about is Wednesday and going to get these wins and making it to the playoffs. I just want to win with these guys. I know that it's very rare to have a team like this being coming from different teams and the unique, you know, no matter what happens, you know, even if things do go perfect, you're still going to have some guys that might have to leave some guys. It's very hard to keep a group of guys together. So I just want to cherish this moment. Like I said, I don't take anything for granted. So I'm more focused on that. And I know that will be, you know, I'm blessed. You know, I've been extremely blessed in my career. And I know that, you know, I know what I'm worth. I know what I deserve. But at the end of the day, I'm just happy to be on the floor playing basketball.
Well, and you know this, Markel, but I want people listening and watching to know. People in the NBA last year, okay, this is all NBA guards, every guard in the NBA, 60 games, 50% from the floor, 14 points, and 5 assists. How many guys do you think did that, Markel? How many NBA guards would you say did that? Right? Just as you hear that, probably not many, right?
Yeah, I don't think.
There was you, DeMar DeRozan, De'Aaron Fox and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Wow.
Pretty good company.
That's great company.
So all that to say, you're coming off the best year of your career. I mean, it was career highs all the way across the board, but it was also efficient. It was also it wasn't just, hey, let me go get 25 every night. It was what the team needed. Well, how would you assess what you did last year and what you want to do this year?
I think that last year, you know, especially coming missing those first 25 games, and always my mindset is just to do whatever the team needs to win, whether that's passing out water bottles while I'm on the bench, whether that's playing defense, whether that's diving for a loose ball, whether that's scoring 20 points, whether that's getting 10 assists. My mindset has always been help my team win in any way possible. And that's still my mindset today. I'm not a guy that goes to chase points just to say he scored points. I'm not a guy that goes to chase assists to just say I got assists. I love the game of basketball and I love winning. So at the end of the day, I want to be there for my teammates and be available, one, but just go out there and compete at a high level. I think with doing that, you know, it's being smarter, being more vocal. And I just want to keep showcasing my talent. I have so much untapped potential and untapped skills that I've yet to show, that I know with availability, that's going to continue to show. And like I said, everything else is going to take care of itself. And I just want to be there. I want to help this team win. I think we have a very special group. I believe that we are very talented and have a chance to do something very, very special. And I just want to make sure we get there. And I think that with that comes with the leadership and holding people accountable and holding myself accountable. And I think as long as I do that and everyone else does that as well, I think we're going to do really good. We're going to do really good.
Markel, obviously we have almost the same group coming back as we've had last year and even almost the year before. So is there anything that you're trying to do going into this season that's different to help us get to that next step that we all think we can get to?
Yeah. Well, just being available, I think that's the first biggest one.
That's number one. That's
job. Absolutely. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. And I think with that, you know, like I said, I think it's the accountability part. I think that we're all in a place, like you said, we've been with each other for almost going on 3 years now, that we should be able to talk to each other about anything that's going on in the game. And that's what we need in order to get to where we're trying to go. You know, we can't have guys missing assignments or even doing something good and we don't acknowledge it. I think that in order for us to get to where we need to go, we need to have that open communication, not only with coaches, but with each other, to be able to push each other forward. And I think that we're all ready for that challenge. I feel like you guys can see with everybody, it's just a different maturity in the locker room and in the gym, where we believe, you know, we got a small sample size last year, even with the bad start, to almost make the playoffs. And I think we all want that and we're all hungry for it. So I think it's going to be fun. It all starts with coming with a great start. You know, like you said, that first 25 games hurt us, and we've seen that, so we know how important it is to start. But with that, we can't die off. We got to make sure we beginning, middle, and end of the season, we keep going all the way through until we get to the playoffs and keep going.
Markel, tell me about Artie Kander, the new vice president of player performance. He could be a big sort of secret weapon, eh?
Yeah, I don't want to tell too much about him, though, but Arnie's unbelievable, man. Just his vibes, you know, his energy that he brings to the team, his experience, you know, with his championship teams that he's been a part of, but also just his knowledge of being basketball-minded. You know, I think that that's one of the biggest changes that we made this year, and you can talk to almost any guy from top to bottom. I guarantee you that Arnie's one of the best guys they've been around, and not just the stuff that he knows, but just the person he is. You know, you're around Arnie, you automatically, he makes everyone feel loved. He makes everyone feel like they're someone. And that's something that I carry in myself that I try to do walking around. But to have someone who's been through, you know, the ups and downs and actually been on successful teams, you know, that's always a plus. That's always a plus to have. And he's done a great, unbelievable job of helping us with recovery, helping us with managing our bodies, making sure that we have the proper energy and things that we need, resources, whether that's having games in a room, in the recovery room, so we can be together and have that, you know, chemistry off the court, to giving you medicine that you never even thought of, or a remedy that you never even could think of that can help you with a sickness, you know. And I think it's just a small thing that's going to help you get over, you know, once you're a really good team, is really paying attention to the small details. And that's something that he prides himself on.
He told me about this. He told me about the recovery pool. Sorry. He told me about the recovery pool smoothies,
and
then the sprinklers and the water. And now he's hitting you guys with water while you're floating around getting smoothies. I mean, like, it's just like next level stuff.
No, man, he's insane. He makes it fun. It's not like something where you're like, oh, I got to do recovery. You know, he brings an aspect to it where you never know what's going to happen. You know, some some stuff that I've never seen before that I never even thought of doing, but it's something that's very little that's like, oh, wow, like I can just do this every day and it's going to help me feel. And you can feel it. You know, it's not something that like most of the time when you try something, you might not feel it. Like most of the stuff that he's giving you, you feel right away. And it's like, it makes you want to keep doing it. You get addicted to it.
That's awesome.
How are you feeling with the music in the back there, Markel?
Because
for years I've walked a lot. It's mostly pop, you know, like whatever you are into at the time, right? Like a lot of current stuff.
Yeah.
I walked by the other night for the first time. I got a little Lionel Richie. Man. I got some El DeBarge.
Throwbacks.
He's going to keep the throwbacks. That's one thing about Arnie. You're going to hear throwback, and that's how you know Arnie's there. But it also gives you a sense of like calmness. Like you almost like, wow. Because whether you, like, I know it a little bit, like a lot of the songs that we hear today in rap or whatever is usually samples from old. So when you start hearing it, you think it's going to be a song that you know, and then you're like, oh, this is the original beat or the original, you know, song to it. So that's one thing that Arnie is, I love him for it. You know, it's something that's really dope. You know, he gets the vibes going, and whether it's in a weight room, whether it's when we're calming down, you know, off the court. And it's really dope. It's something that, you know, sometimes every once in a while you might laugh and be like, what are we listening to? But then you realize it just, everybody just ends up bopping their head, flowing and just moving smooth. So those one of the things, like I said, the small thing that makes a big difference.
Are you getting educated? Like, is there any song that's come on and you're like, wait a second?
It's been a few. And eight. I'm like, who is this? And I'm like, I didn't even know that. You know, it's been, I got to see, I got one on my phone, my other phone that he sent me that I really like. And it just stuck with me. I was singing it after. I'm like, I don't even know who this is. I'm just singing it. But that's my goal. I'm actually going to try to learn at least three songs before the year's over.
Nice.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Hey, how glad are you that your daughter's so young? You don't have to spend that all that money on Taylor Swift tickets. Those things
are
right. It's a great show. Don't get me wrong; it's a great show. But you'd be out a lot of money right now.
Yeah, I'll be bet down bad. I'll have to tell her. You know, we're gonna have to stream it on something, YouTube or something. Luckily, she likes Moana right now, so we can just keep that
good.
Yeah,
that's how it works. Hey, tell us about. There's so much interest obviously in this entire team, and you mentioned it, there's a buzz in town. I know you feel it. Yeah. I know everybody feels it. They're excited for this thing to start. And I think it starts with all of you guys being healthy, which is fantastic. But, you know, we saw Paolo for a year. He wins Rookie of the Year. We saw him in Team USA, right? We're following him, Franz as well, playing overseas. But, you know, Paolo seems to be all about business too. You know, he does. Sure. Is there a lighter side of Paolo? Tell us kind of about the Paolo, the Paolo that you've gotten to know here over the last.
Man, Paolo is just really mature, man. That's another guy. Like I said, I think he's 20, about to turn 21. And you would never think that just by the way he carries himself,
right?
He's on the court and off the court. But he definitely has a playful and a joyful side. You know, he jokes around. He spends a lot of time with his friend. He's actually really good at 2K. I got to give him his credit where it's due.
And
that's why I also realized I was getting old. You know, I played him in 2K. I think New Orleans preseason in a row, you know, I felt like I played a game a lot before my kids, and I felt like I was a gamer. And this dude, when I tell you he beat me bad, I was trying not to get beat by 21 the whole game, and he was making every shot. I realized that I'm getting a little old, and I got to either give up the game or I got to work a little harder. So I got to make that business decision. But, yeah, P is just a good dude, man. He's easy to be around. You know, he's not one of those guys that's like, oh, I'm the number one pick. You know, you can't kick it with me. And for him to be like that at such a young age and to feel like, you know, you can talk to him and almost be relatable, it's dope. And it's honestly a very dope thing to see a guy that, like, a once-in-a-lifetime talent, dude. This guy is humongous at 20 years old going on 21.
Right.
And I only can think about how he's going to be when he's 25, when he's 24. That's what I think about. Like, when he continues to grow, continue to figure out more about his body, continue to come into his manhood. And I'm just dope. I got a chance to be able to play with someone like that.
Now, you're talking about all these guys that are making you feel old. Does Joe Ingles make you feel old?
Oh, man.
Just go back to Joe and be like, okay, but I'm 25 again. That's good.
Yeah, that's right.
I think Joe just turned 36 in preseason. I was just sitting
36.
There like, 36? One, that's amazing for him to still be hooping. But two, I'm just like, 36, he's going to be kicking with the coaches more than us, you know?
Yeah.
but it's like,
I'm not going to lie to you. For 9 years, I thought he was 36. I'm not going to lie.
Joe is amazing, man. He brings a different type of energy to the team.
Yeah.
The trash talking to everyone. I think the practices have been the most chippy that they've been since I've been in Orlando, in the good way. You know, it's been like we're really competing. We're really talking smack to each other. It's like we almost want to get in fights in practice, but at the same time, we need that. We need that in order for us to grow and get better, you know? And I think that it's the perfect amount where we're pushing each other every day, but we also know that we have each other's back, you know, which each person is capable of when we get in those situations. So I love Joe, and I know I'm going to get a lot of assists off him, and I can't wait to play with him as well.
All right, and I think, Markel, tell us about your YouTube channel. I noticed something on social media the other day. I haven't seen a ton of mixtapes and highlight reels and you interacting with people, but what's going on with the YouTube channel and what can we expect? We'd love to follow along.
Yeah, I just decided that it was time for me to create a YouTube channel, and it's just my name, at Markel Fultz, and I really just want to be able to motivate people. I also want to create a platform for, you know, fans and people all over the world to know that you can, you know, do anything that's possible. You know, I just want to really show a little bit more about my life, show a little bit more about what I do daily, and just hopefully, you know, reach anyone who's looking to look forward to it. You know, I'm gonna have content on, you know, road trips. I'm gonna have content on my shoes that I wear, you know, a whole bunch of different stuff. And I just really want to show a little bit behind the scenes of what I do. You know, I'm private, but I'm not. You know, I do a lot of stuff in the community in Orlando and just all over. And I think that I just want to shine a little light on, you know, more stuff that I'm doing. And I think it's a dope way to access this. But it's something new that I'm trying. So I just hope everybody goes and subscribe and really likes it.
What's the feedback been? I think people would be firing up, all fired up to see that.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I think my first video on there was from my camp from this summer, my third annual camp. And we had a great turnout. And I think that it's been pretty good. I think I've been getting a lot of subscribers, a lot of videos. And I know a lot of people are excited, you know, again, just to see more about, you know, what goes on in my life and what I go through and everything that I've been doing. So I think that it's been dope. I've been getting a lot of good, you know, good comments and good, you know, good returns. So
yeah,
I'm going to keep it going. It's going to be something that I got to get comfortable with. But I definitely want to, you know, get access to my fans and let them be able to see a little bit more about me.
No, I always find it funny. We know players improve year after year and right up until the end of their career, but we never seem to give credit to coaches and front office personnel for improving. And Coach Mosley now headed into year three. I'm sure he's a little bit different than he was in year one. How have you seen him kind of grow as a leader, especially of this group in particular?
Man, he's been great. I mean, he's been great since the start, but I think he's just gaining more confidence as far as in his players. He builds more confidence in us. He's letting us really run the show in the sense of we're the ones out there in the time of what's going on. And he wants us to take that torch because he knows that at the end of the day, when we get in those situations, he doesn't want to be the guy that's calling the plays. He wants us to feel comfortable enough and know what's going on so we can make adjustments on the fly. And I think that's one thing that he's really keeping us on. But like I said in the beginning, the accountability part, I think that he's really, really honing in on holding us accountable. And even if it's the smallest details, like I'm pretty sure a lot of people have seen, like, in training camp when he's talking about a locker room and the training room, and he's really hitting the small details. It's something as small as that, you know, making sure we clean up after each other. But I think that he's really honing in on the accountability part and holding everyone's feet to the fire. And that's what we really need as a coach from, like I said, from the top to bottom. I mean, it's not only him. We got assistant coach doing it as well. But more importantly, we're starting to have each other being able to talk to each other, pull each other aside, and then also feeling comfortable enough to be able to go to him and feel comfortable enough to talk to him about anything. He has an open door policy where we can go talk to him about anything, and he makes it easy for us to talk. I know me personally, you know, I have conversations. He always checks on me, and I talk to him all the time. We joke around sometimes, but I know that he has, you know, the best interest, not only as, you know, basketball player, but as young men growing in this business and life. So that means a lot to me, and I know it means a lot to everyone else. I know the young guys might not see it right now, but it's something that I know they will appreciate. Like I said, it's very rare to come past a team like this, and it starts from the coaching.
Yeah. I want to see, and listen, we're hearing that word accountability a couple times from you. We heard it from Coach. We've heard it through training camp and media day from everybody. And it's not to make light of the last couple of years, because the last 2 years you've been trying to build and try to know what you had, right? You got to give guys an opportunity. But it seems like maybe some of the things that were okay the last couple of years, some of the mistakes that we've, right? Tell us what's changed as far as that goes. What are we asking of you guys this year that's different?
Yeah, it's just like you said, the mistakes that we made last year, we can't make this year. It can't be that, and not even really that. We just, as we go into the season, we can't keep making the same mistakes. It's just like, as you get older, you can't keep making the same mistakes and say you're growing and maturing. You know, as you get older, once you make one mistake, you learn from it, and you know, moving forward, we can't beat ourselves at the end of the day. And I feel like a lot of times we beat ourselves by, whether it's turnovers, whether it's not boxing out, whether it's missing free throws, whether it's doing the things that we can control and not doing those each night. And that's something that, if we want to be the team that we all believe that we can be, we can't have that happen this year, whether it's, like I said, turnovers, whether that's coming late to practice, whether that not telling your buddy when he missed the assignment, you know. And those are things that we need in order to grow. And I think that we all are ready to be held to those standards and be held accountable for those things. And it's just what's going to need to happen in order for us to reach where we need to reach, because we have the talent, we have everything that we need. I feel like that's the last thing.
All right, listen, last thing, and that if you guys got something, but last for me, nationally, there seems to be some love coming to Orlando, right? There's some, I don't want to say expectations, right? I think there's a lot of people that feel that you are a playoff team, and I'd love to know how you feel about that and what kind of what you think this team can do this year. I think it's great.
Did you hear him on, you heard him on Media Day?
I did. He's embracing it. He's embracing it.
I mean, I think that for the people that believe in us, I think that, you know, it's about time. You know, I think that we've been believing. Even last year, you know, we believed we were high. I think that, like, injuries hurt us a lot, but we believe we can beat any team. There's not one team in the NBA that we don't believe that we can go in and our guys can match up against their guys. You know, we're not saying it's going to be easy, but we believe in the work that we put in. We believe that the chemistry that we have and the camaraderie that we have is going to get us there. And like I said, the maturity and the hunger and the chip on the shoulder that we have for all the people that didn't say or don't count us in and don't, that's what drives us, you know. And I think that's what keeps us going, keeps us locked in. I think we're going to be going far. You know, I don't think this is over, you know, big expectations. I think that this is something that we're capable of. I don't think that is something that I don't see why we were not in the playoffs and making our way out the playoffs. You know, it's not just a negative player. I think we can win the playoffs and go far. And man, we got I've never been on a team this talented, you know, with this many guys. I play with a lot of talented guys, but to have, you know, this many interchangeable guys from top to bottom, I don't think I've ever been on a versatile team like this.
That's awesome. Yo, that's high praise.
Now, Dante,
I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go right now. Well, Jake, you gotta get some rest. Jake, so Jake's got a five month old girl. You got any advice for him in that 5 month range?
Hey, just be ready to change the diapers. You gotta find your ways for the naps, but it's tough, man. It's tough. And when they say enjoy, really enjoy, because once they start moving, you know, you always wish. I feel like for myself, you know, you wish, you like, I can't wait till they can walk, when they can do it on their own. But
right.
Once they start walking, then they don't stop, and then they start running, and then you're like, hey, don't jump off of that, don't do that, but just enjoy it. I think it's really dope. It's a dope experience, and my kids have been truly a blessing. You know, every time I come home, it's just, they feel like I've been gone for 2 years, you know, the way they're so excited to see me, and I just cherish those moments, especially with the schedule that we have and how much we're gone. You know, it's truly a blessing. But I know you have a girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to have your heart. My daughter has my heart. My son, he's rough, but my daughter, she is – I can't say no. I say yes to everything. Even when she's wrong, I'm just, like, sitting there smiling and can't help it.
I'm a puddle around her. But that's good. That's good veteran advice, because I keep saying that same thing. I can't wait till she can talk. I can't wait till she can talk. I just think I'm so funny and this and that. And everybody who knows keeps telling me, appreciate this while
you're right. I appreciate it, because – when they start, it's going to start being a lot of talk back. It's going to be a lot of running. You're going to be like, I don't know if I wanted them to go this fast, but it's a dope process.
Listen, all three of you need to slow down, because I got one getting ready to leave the house. I got one who just got in the call. I would kill to be back where you guys are right now.
I know.
To tell you that.
That's what I already know. I can't. That's all I think about now, too. It's just like, they're not going to want to kick it with me, no. No. They're not going to want to chill with daddy and just sit here and watch and give me kisses. Because my son is kind of already like that. He all independent on his iPad. I'm like, dang, you don't want to lay up with me no more.
Right?
He has his moments, but it's like it happens fast. They get their own personality. Mm-hmm. It goes.
Well, now my oldest just turned 10. And now I get a fist bump when I drop her off at school. I used to get hugs and kisses and all that. But you know what I do? You know what I threaten her with? I'll take away this jersey. Yeah. He wears this thing everywhere. I will take this away if you don't hang out with dad.
I like that.
Some loves it.
Got some leverage.
I got some leverage. She loves that. That's awesome. Well, you're all of our favorite player, Markel. We can't wait for you to have a great season. Listen, this is going to be a fun team. Go have fun with it and surprise everybody. And all of us will be here cheering you on. I think you're going to do something extraordinary this year. We can't wait to see it.
No, it's amazing. It's always a pleasure coming on the podcast. I appreciate you guys having me. And you know it's going to be a great season. I'll see you during the year.
All right. Look forward to it. Markel Fultz for Dante Marcatelli, George Galante, and Jake Chapman. Let's have a great season. We'll see you next week on Magic Pod Squad.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.